We had such a blessing about pork sub. By the way, I have all your, everyone gets mid grades, so you can know what grade you're getting, so you can change some things. So, if you ever want to see your grades in my office, and tell your friends who are not here that grades are not so good. What? Some people who are here and not here. Right? Are you cold? You have to wear a jacket here. You're cold?
Yeah. This room is always hot, and the one day where we want to be cold, or the one day where we want to be hot, now it's cold. So we're always like begging for the door to be open, and the windows are always open.
Okay. So the Gemara asked about Satkalazim. Let me hyphen it, Stilus Hashama. So the Gemara answered, one dancer of Yechon said, Patsu Mace. You did Mace. Rabba said, even though it's Patsu Chai, he said, Misasik Letzel Sin Hashama. I'm Misasik Mithil Hashama. Then the Gemara asked, but it's Psik Resha. The Gemara answered, oh, the more alive it is, the better it is for the coloring. So what was going on here? What was this? So we had Rashi. We didn't understand Rashi. But let's read the Rashi inside again. When the Gemara says Misasiku, Eitzel Tiyas Shama, that should be Pater. Why? Misasiku Eitzel Tiyas Shama. Kolomer, Gavin Tiyas Shama, Ava Misasik, Begavracher. But Gavin Tiyas Shama, it's Misasik, I want to do something else. Velo Ava Molechis Machshevis, and it's not Molechis Machshevis. She's not miskaven that she died. Now, what does Rashi mean? What could Rashi mean? We're using the word misasik. Rashi says he doesn't have kavana, but Rashi uses the word v'lohav amalachas machsheves. Now, whoever's been with me the whole time, does malachas machsheves have anything to do with darvish e miskaven? No, Darvish Emeskaven is Talot Arakula. Malach Machshevis is Shabbos. Malach Machshevis has nothing to do with Darvish Emeskaven. So if Rashi is telling us this is not Malach Machshevis, Rashi must mean something else. Rashi also uses the word Kavana. What could Rashi mean here? Yes.
Mitasek.
What? Mitasek. Mitasek would be very good. The question is, first of all, why do you say Mohab Mazmach Sheves She'ein Miskaven Shiyamus? That's not the vart. What does Misasik always mean? Ein Miskaven La'asot. Not La'asot. No, it's not.
Shiyamut and La'asot.
It's not the same thing.
He's defining. Now it's Mitasik over here.
You can't define Misasik as Darvish Ein Miskaven. How do you find the Sasek? How do you find the Sasek? Yeah, okay. I mean, there is a certain. You could do it. You could. That when I bend down to pick up a flower, and I think I'm picking up a cut flower, and I pick up a flower that's connected, aim is common to pick up a connected flower. And that's called Mitasek. That's called Sasek. Could mean Rashi means that. But if Rashi means Misasik, if Rashi means it Misasik, then it becomes Shver. The next question in the Gemara says it's Misasik. So the Gemara answer says, if it's Psik Resha, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda are Moda. So does Psik Resha have anything to do with Misasik? Ever? No. Psik Resha has nothing to do with Misasik. Misasik means, you know, I don't even mean to do anything. When I pull the table, it's called Darvish Emeskav. Why is Darvish Emeskav? Because at least I want to pull the table. I want to do something. By Misasik, I'm doing nothing. I'm picking up some flowers. I'm doing nothing. Nothing could happen. Nothing could happen. There's nothing being done here. There's no such thing as a psik ratio in Misasik. There's no such thing. So what does the Gemara mean by psik resha in Misafik? Don't know. Comes along Tosos. And Tosos says that the Gemara never meant Misafik here. What did the Gemara mean? The Gemara mean Darvish Ein Miskavik. Darvish Ein Miskavik. Why can't it mean Misafik? Tosos asks a great question on Rashi. He says, well, Rashi means Misafik. But we know that this is going according to Reb Shimon. And according to what? We don't know. But we Tosos says it's going to according to Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, is there a tour of Misasik according to Reb Shimon? No. Just like what the Gemara says in Krisus, just like Mekalkal b'chabura is Chayiv according to Reb Shimon, the same thing Misasik b'chabura is Chayiv according to Reb Shimon. So according to Reb Shimon, there's no tour of Misasik. So the Gemara says, why should we chai if it's Misasik? I mean, the Gemara says Misasik is a p'tur. According to Shimon, Misasik is not a p'tur. So the Gemara can't mean Misasik. So what does the Gemara mean according to tells us? Darvish ein mischaven. The Gemara means Darvish ein mischaven. That's what the Gemara means. And the Tosfos brought Rayas that Darvish Ein Miskaven is has nothing to do with the Melachos Machsheves. That was the Tosfos. So Tosfos said when the Gemara says Misasik Eitzatiz Hashama, the Gemara means Darvish Ein Miskaven. You guys with me? That's what according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, we don't know exactly what it means. But let's go with Tosfos now.
Is there such a thing as Darvish Ein Miskaven words?
What?
You were just trying to do something about that in the first place?
Yeah. Darvish Ein Miskaven, I was planning to do a malacha, but I was planning to do it for Heter.
You're planning to do a malacha?
I'm planning to drag this on the ground and make a furrow, even. But I'm not planning to do the Isser and not planning to do the Usser.
Right.
I'm planning to do Mutter.
To still do Isser in the first place, but the whole point of the Sase was that I'm doing something mutter.
It's more than
that. And by accidentally, something usher comes out of it. Darvish Ein Miskaven is inherently, I could be doing something usher right now.
Yeah.
So, Rashi and Tosfos say the same thing.
I don't understand what you're saying. According, Misasik is not Darvish Ein Miskaven.
Right, I'm saying.
There's less kavana in Misasik.
Yeah.
There's really nothing in Misasik. But according to Reb Shimon, Misasik b'chabura is chayiv. Darvish Ein Miskaven is pater. You'll be chayiv for the lesser one in some ways, and you'll be chayiv for the lesser one because Misasik is melachos machsheves. It's not melachos machsheves. Not melachos machsheves. Okay, but the Gemara answers, I'm doing it because I want to, I'd rather have it alive. Let's see how Tosfos words that. Look at the Tosfos, Tvei Nichlei Heched B'Ritzot Tzaviyah. I'd rather have it alive because it's a better color. Pirish, Alpha got the Psik Resha, even though it's Psik Resha, Mori Rav Shimon Hacha, the Hacha, Mori Rav Shimon Hacha Mifter. At the Mori Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon's mode of sikresha, it's aser. I mean, it's chayiv. Halka mifter. Here it's mifter. Meshum dahav malacha shein tzrich l'gufa. This is also a malacha shein tzrich l'gufa. So now let's think about this for a second. It's a darvish ein miskaven, right? But it's also a malacha shein tzrich l'gufa. Why is it a malacha shein tzrich l'gufa? Why is this a malacha shein tzrich l'gufa?
You want to do it.
I don't want to kill it. Right? I don't want to kill it. That's not my kavana to kill it. That means if my kavana would be killing, right, it would be usher. But my kavana here is to take out the what you call it? The dye, not to kill it. But even the killing is not a pure malacha. Why? Because malacha shein tzrich l'gufa. Because why am I killing it? Not because I want it dead. I want it not dead. So it's a malacha she'etvila gupa. So it's two things here. It's darvish emiskaveh, but it's also a malacha she'ein tzricha l'gupa. So even though it's a psik resha, but it's a malacha she'ein tzricha l'gupa. How can mifter mishum not malacha she'ein tzricha l'gupa? Here's pater. It's a malacha she'ein tzricha l'gupa. Yes. It's darvish emiskaveh. Why? Because what am I doing? Taking out the die. And what happens? Death. But the death itself, which would be malacha, is not 100% malacha either. I mean, the death itself is a malacha she'en tzrich l'gufa. I don't want it dead. I want it alive.
We're saying there's no difference in this case between the darvish emiskaveh and the
tzrich. No, chas v'shalom. It's both in this case. You got two things happening in this case. It's a darvish emiskaveh. What don't I have machaveh to do? Kill it. Even if the killing itself, I don't want it. That's malacha she'en tzrich l'gupa. So even on the tzad iser, there's a heter in the tzad iser. Yes?
It seems like up till now, the Rebbe has been saying that we should not get confused between darvish emiskaveh and malacha she'en tzrich
l'gupa. Right, 100%.
They have nothing to do with each other. 100%.
So, Tulsa still holds like that.
So they really do have one to do with each other.
But they don't.
So then
he's saying here, even though it's a darvish emiskaveh, but you ask me, is psik resha, but it's still a malacha she'en tzrich l'gupa.
Meaning they're independent?
They're independent.
So you could ask something that's darvish emiskaveh.
And could be a malacha she'en tzrich l'gupa.
And what the fact that it's malacha she'en tzrich l'gupa, you can never have psik resha?
No. Even if it's psik resha, but psik resha can't make me chayim v'chatas because it's a malacha she'en tzrich l'gupa.
Because by malacha she'en tzrich l'gupa, I did it anyways. So psikresha doesn't work?
Exactly, yes.
So what's the trap? But here, I would say, here, malacha she'en tzrich l'gupa would say, like Tosfos says that you didn't do it the way that it's done in the Mishnah. So let's say I kill animals because I want their skin in the Mishnah. I'm not killing this lozenge because I want the skin, but I actually want it alive. So how can you say that's malacha
she'en tzrich l'gupa? Because in the Mishnah, I want dead skin. I don't want live skin. I want dead skin. I want death.
You want death here?
Yeah, and here I don't want death.
So how could you say that's malacha she'en tzrich l'gupa?
That's gufa what malacha she'en tzrich l'gupa. It's not like the Mishkan. In the Mishkan I wanted death, and here I don't want death.
I thought it said I did it, I might have done it, but not for the reason in the Mishkan.
The reason is
because I wanted
death. Because I wanted death. Here it's a one alive. Two different things.
So why do we have to say it's darvish she'en tzrich l'gupa and it's malacha she'en tzrich l'gupa? Why do I have to come onto that Torah? The moment you tell me to malacha she'en tzrich l'gupa, I don't need darvish emiskaveh. That's enough to say it's not psik resha. No?
One second. This is psik resha.
But the moment I have a malacha she'en tzrich l'gupa, you can't say that's psik resha because...
Wait, what do we start with? When we start discussing something, what's the first thing you discuss?
Misasi?
What's the first thing? No, you start malacha she'en tzrich l'gupa because it's a tour entirely. I mean, darvish emiskaveh. That's true entirely. The first thing that you have to discuss is miskaven alo miskaven.
Why?
Because that's putter entirely.
But it seems like kind of like a steer. I mean, the definition of a darvish emiskaven is I did not have kavana. Malacha she'en tzrich l'gupa, I had kavana.
Very good. So now let's take this. I don't have kavana, but it's a psik resha. Psik resha will make me chayev like kavana.
Right.
In that psik resha chiyuv, it's a malacha she'en tzrich l'gupa. So I can't be chayiv. In that, I can't be chayiv. Think about that. Yes.
Not all psik reshas are malacha she'en tzrich l'gupa, right?
100%.
Not all of them, or all of them?
Not all of them.
Okay.
Most are not.
Right. So is this just a supposed way of saying psik reshas is only chayiv?
That's the question. We heard Reb Chaim said that's true. A psik resha onicha becomes a malacha she'en tzrich l'gupa. Whether Tosfos means this or not, we'll have to see. We don't know yet. So it's a malacha she'en tzrich l'gupa, said Tosfos. Now, said Tosfos, the few of the mekalkel pater Reb Shimon, malacha she'en tzrich l'gupa, even if it's Makalkel, in Makalkel, and Makalkel b'chabura, Reb Shimon says is chayiv, but if it's Malacha Shein Tzrich L'gufa, Reb Shimon won't say it's chayiv. Kamei Perkin Echnachim, Man Shamas Le'edam Makalkel b'chabura chayiv Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon held Makalkel b'chabura chayiv. Ha'amar Malacha Shein Tzrich L'gufa pater alei. But he also holds Malacha Shein Tzrich L'pater. So either if you're Makalkel b'chabura, you'll be chayiv, but if it's Malacha Shein Tzrich L'gufa, in that case, you'll be pater. Now Tosfos adds, "V'chimod Reb Shimon b'psik reisha hanimim b'midah d'nichalei imisrame d'havet tzricha l'gufa." So Tosfos puts them both together. A psik reisha d'nichalei is tzricha l'gufa. Amir d'vor echpatlei lo moda. He's not moda. That sounds like Tosfos saying nichalei and lo nichalei. But Tosfos does say if it's nichalei, it's a mach tzricha l'gufa. If it's going to be like it's Malka Shein Tzricha Vigufa. That's what Tosfos says. Now comes something. Please listen to this. Don't do anything else, just please listen to this. This gets very hard. When you learn this Rashi has a very funny Lashon. You have to know exactly what it says. Look at the Rashi, Tfei Nichalei. I want to be alive. Shadam Achai Tov Medana Meis. The Dam Achai is better than the Dam Meis. It's a clear color. V'kivin dekol atzmo, meskavin v'torach v'shomro, shol yamos v'yado. I'm watching it, it shouldn't die. I feel a meis that dies, ain't kind ela mesasek. That's mesasek. Now, that would be good. And how does Ramban explain this Rashi? The Ramban explains this Rashi this way. The Ramban explains this Rashi. The answer is, it's not a psik resha. Why is it not a psik resha? Because I am trying my hardest that it shouldn't die. So I could, if I try my hardest, it's not going to die. So I'm trying my hardest, it shouldn't die, and oops, it died. Is that called psik resha?
No.
That's not a psik resha. So according to Ramban, Rashi means, hey, know what the answer to the Gemara is? That not because it's Malach Shein Tzricha L'gufa, but oops, hey, I didn't want it to die, and it died. It's a Darshe Miskaven without a psik resha. Darshe Miskaven without a psik resha. But then, right, so what should it be? Darvashem Iskavin. But then Rashi says, Ein kan ela misasik. We're back to the previous Rashi. It becomes misasik. We don't understand that yet. But look what Rashi says. But Rashi continues talking about Darvashem Iskavin, which gets very complicated. V'chim modi Rav Shimon, when is Rav Shimon moda? Now listen close to this. I get mixed up myself with this. When is Rav Shimon moda? The Darvish Emiskaven with a psik resha is chayiv. When is Rav Shimon moda? The midi d'loch padle. When I don't care. Imasrama. If it happens. Umiu echuvne lo machaven. But I didn't have kavana. So Tosa Rashi is saying now that according to Rav Shimon, Darvish Emiskaven is padle. Psik resha is chayiv. When you chayiv for psik resha, if I couldn't care less, I'm chayiv. That means if the psik resha and I care, I'm chayiv. If I couldn't care, chayiv. What would that mean? There's a case I wouldn't be putter, even with psik resha, according to Rashi. What would that case be? I don't want it at all. I don't care. I don't want it. What?
What's the
chuvah? I think that's the question. We have to deal with.
You might not care,
but Rashi says, when does Rav Shimon say you're chayiv? One of two cases. Either I care or I couldn't care less. But I could care less. I don't want this to happen. Then Rav Shimon wouldn't be moda. Rav Shimon wouldn't be moda.
Can you just still say that stop secret?
What?
Can't you still say that stop secret? Because That's what Rashi specifically saying, that you're putting Shamayim in your hands. That normally it is a secret, it's a body, that things are going to die. But if you do it a certain way, then it won't die. And therefore, in this case, it's focusing on the sky.
Yeah, that's great. The question is, what? But then Rashi says, but what? When is Rav Shimon chayev from sekreisha? When I couldn't care less if the thing happens now. That's when you're chayev. So when you putter, when I don't want it at all. Yes.
So there's three levels in Rav Shimon.
There's two levels. There's sekreisha is chayev. When I want it or I don't care. When are you putter? When I don't want it. Well, I want it and I don't care. It's the same level. The question being, which he just asked in his own way, what's the difference if it's psik ratio, psik ratio? If I don't want it, why does it change the psik ratio, according to Rashi? Yes.
So the rest of Rav Shimon, with regards to sick ratio, the only time you're going to be high, according to Rav Shimon, is when it's Nihilah.
According to Rashi.
That's such explicit name. Tosos. I'm like, I don't really see what this
Tosos argues on this Rashi. That's what Tosos is about. I don't agree with the Rashi reaction. Let's explain now.
No, so Rashi says what? He doesn't say
Rashi says, when are you high for sick ratio? If I want it, or I couldn't care less.
But not ready.
If I couldn't care less, I'd also chayev.
It makes sense why you'd be chayev if you couldn't care less.
Why?
It's not enough to make you putter. If I want to be fully putter, I have to have opposite kavana. I don't want it, but not caring is not enough to make you putter. Not caring, it's not enough.
We haven't learned this yet. After a month of learning about sick ratio, we haven't learned that svar yet. Pashtus, we always learn, what does lo nichalei mean? I don't care. Not I don't want, but I don't care.
But now
Rashi's being mechadesh a new thing. Okay. That is Rashi. That's our Rashi. You have to remember what Rashi just said. Yes.
I mean, I could hear this. I thought it literally meant that it doesn't benefit you. Not that you don't care.
Rashi just changed that. Rashi just changed.
Rashi just changed everything.
And Rashi has said, Rav Shimon says, Yechayev psik resha, if I couldn't care less, I'm chayev. The only time I'm putter is when I don't want the thing to happen. But let's see what Tosfos asks on the Rashi. Let's see what Tosfos asks on that Rashi. Let's see what Tosfos inside. The Rashi Pirish tells us, the other mother of Shem Sikresha, Hanu Ramai Devot Ichpatle, Imisrame. If I don't care, that's Yechayev. But listen, that's not true. And it's not true because of Gemara. This Gemara is really important for our studio. So let's learn the Gemara inside. Okay? What do you have there? Okay. What's going to say? Everyone turn that cook gimel on now. We have to learn that cook gimel a little bit inside to know what's going on. It's very important for our knowledge here. That cook gimel on now. The Mishnah says there's a mission. The first Mishnah on the cook gimel now. It says a chorish kol shu, hamenakesh hamekarsin hamizare kol shu chayev. The Gemara says. Hamazare is chayiv kolshu. Now, what is mazare? What is mazare? If mazare kolshu is chayiv. Okay. You have, there's certain trees growing. There's something called the service bush. And you have a service bush? Yeah. And it's something called a service bush. It's something called a sorb tree. That's what we're really talking about here. Something called a service bush and something called a sorb tree. These things sprout from its roots. grows, but while it's growing, it sprouts sprouts. Now, you could eat those sprouts. Those sprouts are edible. And you do take them to eat. You can feed your animals. You can do what Rashi says. When they're soft, you can eat them. When they get harder, you give it to your animals. When it gets very hard, use it for firewood. Those sprouts have three, they're not called sprouts really, they have a name. Shoots.
What's the
trick called? Shoots. What? I think it's called sorb or service bush.
Sorb is the Mexican?
What? Yeah. Okay. Do you know why it's called a service bush? Because in the old country, it was very, very cold. And when someone died in the middle of winter, they couldn't bury them. But under this bush, it was soft earth. So they would bury the bodies under this tree. So it's called service bush.
Oh,
they had a service, what? Oh, service tree.
Like
tree. Okay, but they had your service under this tree. That's why it's called service tree. One of the many stupid things I know, okay? But anyway, so you could take the shoots for many different reasons.
It looks like
the soap fruits.
So those?
Yeah. Okay, anyway, so that's what you did. Zakta Gemara. So the Gemara talks about the Mizar and Zerudin picking off those shoots, or picking those shoots. The Gemara says, Im la'achila, if it's for achila, there's a shear. There's a shear. It's not kolshu. The Mishnah says kolshu. The Gemara says it's not kolshu. There's a shear. How much you have to pick off b'chayav and Shabbos? The Gemara says, if you want to eat it, kagrogris, a grogris. Okay? Grogris. Im la'behema, when it gets a little harder, you're picking up your behema, kamale piagdi, a goat's mouth. Imlahasik, if you do it for burning, it gets really hard. Kidei le vasha beitz kava, to make a soft boiled egg. Okay? Imliyapas is a tarka, but there's another reason why you do it. It's called yipui karka. Yipui karka is, you have your garden, and you have the service tree in your garden. You want your garden to look nice. So you pick the shoots in order for your garden to look nice. Gardening looking nice is a told of Chodesh. Yipu Karka is a told of Chodesh. So if you're doing for Yipu Karka, Kol Shehen, it's a Kol Shehen. That means no matter how much you pick off, if it's for Yipu Karka, it's Kol Shehen. So you have Shurim. Okay, is everyone with me? Ferti Gemara, Ata Kulu Roli Apples is a Karka Ninyu? There's many ways to explain this question. I'll explain the easiest way. It seems that when you want to feed your goat, how much is your shear? A goat's mouth. Less than the shear, you're not over anything. But you are over if it's less than the goat's mouth. Why are you over? No, because when the first little bit you take off, you're making yipui karka, which is kol shehu. So why does it say, for, to do this, you need, that's the shear. That's not the shear, because you're doing yipui karka. So why aren't you chayv yipui karka also? Why only for kamali gedi? What happened about yipui karka? So my answer is, Rav Yov Dam Tavayel Ba'agam Shalom. Oh, we're talking about a swamp. We're talking about when this grows in the swamp, and when you cut it, you're not cutting it for karka, because it's a swamp. A swamp is by definition not yafeh. So there's only one thing. You're going to feed it. So whoever you feed it to, that is the shear. A person is grogerous, an animal is kamali piyakdi, and hasaka is soft-boiled egg. So let's talk about the swamp. Very good. Let's go on. What? You're not. What?
Culture
is, well,
regardless, for eating, burning, whatever.
Culture has a shear. Yeah. Okay, let's go on.
I know this isn't like the main point of the super time, but why is it that you're high for a soft boiled egg if you want to put it
in? No, no, no. How much is the shear of cutting wood to burn? How much wood burning, you have wood that's made to burn. Very hard shoots.
The
amount of fire necessary to make a soft boiled egg. That's your shear of wood. That's a good question. Don't even start with that.
I think that's also that question. Are you saying that the fire has already started and the water is already boiling? Or is it to start the fire, get the water boiling, and then boil the soft boiled egg? So that's a lot of wood.
I don't know how much it is. Yes.
We're discussing in terms of what makes you high.
Yes, shadows.
No, I'm saying what is this? These shoots.
Either you cut them to heat, or you cut them for your pain to eat, or you cut them for fire, or you cut them to make the earth beautiful. Now, make the earth beautiful, it's a little tiny shear. So the Torah says, oh, but you're not high for that in a swamp. You don't make swamps beautiful. Then the Gemara answers, here's what we're going on now. Then the Gemara answers, Abai Amar, Filo Tema Mesada, the Lav Adam. If we're talking about a regular in your front yard, Mikigon de lo mischaven. If I'm not mechaven, what does it mean I'm not mechaven? When I take off the shoot to feed my animal, am I mechaven to make the earth beautiful?
No.
So it's darvish mischaven. So I'm not chayav for making the earth beautiful because it's without kavana. Back to Gemara. What's the Gemara? Ask as always. What's always the question on that?
Sikresha.
Babai of Amar Damar Tavah Amar Shem Sikresha Vayamus. Sikresha. If I cut off the shoots to feed my animal, for sure the earth is getting nicer. So sikresha. So why are you saying putter? I should be chayev. Lotzricha, whatever lotzricha means, the ka'avid ba'ara dechavri. No, I go into your yard and I cut off the shoots to feed my animal. So why is it better if it's in your yard? Why is it better if it's in your yard?
No, I don't care about Yibutkarka.
What?
If it's in your field, I don't care about
it. If it's in your field, I don't care about Yibutkarka. So therefore, according to your Shimon, so what's the difference according to your Shimon? It's Sikresha, but I don't care about it. So what's going to be, what is it going to be? Pater Achayev. Pater. Mar says, Aryachavre, I'm allowed to do it, I'm Pater, because I don't care. Loach Patri. But didn't Rashi just say by us, if it's Loch Patli and Chayiv? Didn't Rashi just say by us? So, hey, our Rashi is going against that Gemara. And Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, not is our Rashi going against our Gemara, our Rashi is exactly going against the Rashi on that Gemara. Look at the Rashi on that Gemara. Look at the Rashi. It's a Rashi right before the second Mishnah. Ba'ar dechavre, lo ich basrei liyapos. I couldn't care less if it's going to be beautiful. Lo ich liyapos. You see the little Rukiveger mark there? Rukiveger marks there. Rukiveger says, hey, look at Rashi and Daf Ayin Heyam. Ayin Bob, right? Ayin Hey. Look at the Rashi and Daf Ayin Heyam and Aleph. Rashi says, well, I don't care, am I chayiv or butter? Chayiv. Rashi said by us, if I don't care, you're chayiv. And what does Rashi say here? If I don't care, you're pater. So Rashi himself. So Tosfos asks from the Gemara. Tosfos says, hey, the Gemara's not like you, Rashi. But Rav Kiva says, hey, Rashi's not like you, Rashi. But it's the same question, really. Let's go back to our Tosfos. We are going to go back to Daf Kuf Gimel because we have to learn two Tosfos in there. But let's see what our Tosfos says. Rashi appears under the mode of Shem Sikresha, Hindu Ramayu, Ichmasle, Imasrama. Valesa, but that's not true. How could Rashi say you're chayiv if you don't care? Valesa, the Mazarid Zradim, Ba'ari Lechavre, if you make Zrad, if you do it in your friend's field, Pater, Rav Shimon, Repet Abona. Bahasam Goch Patle, Imasrama. There, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. So we see Yom Kippur, you're potter. El Kippur Rashi, the Torah says, it must be like I say. When you Yom Kippur, you're potter. That is Tosa's question on Rashi there. Some people want to say the funniest thing. Even though it says, even though the Gemara says, the Ka'avad Ba'ara de Chavre, I do it in my friend's field. Some people say, you know what Rashi means? Rashi means, I hate my friend. So Rashi would mean, if I hate my friend, Ba'ara de Chavre, and I hate him. I don't care to make it nice. What does it mean, I don't care to make it nice? If I'm talking about, if I hate the guy, what does it mean, I don't care to make it nice? I don't want him to be nice. I don't want him to have a nice yard.
And that's Potter?
So that would go with our Rashi. I don't want it to be nice. But it says Chavre. To me, Chavre is always my friend. Not a guy, my friend who I hate. If I need to call somebody who I hate, my friend.
You're not allowed to say that you hate anyone.
Yes. What? Oh, so it's talking about your chavrusa. B'shaske we're learning, you decide to eat some shoots. I don't think so. Okay. Anyway, but that's Rashi. What?
You're a real friend, and you would want him to have a nice
Yeah. I mean, it's tough. Yeah. Okay. It makes it worse. Yeah, it makes it worse.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Then what's the answer? It has to be hated.
You're strong saying very good. If it's your friend, there's no middle ground. If he's your friend, you want to be nice, or you hate him. Not that he's your friend. An acquaintance. An acquaintance, yes. I don't care.
About what?
I don't. It doesn't say about what. It says, Rashi sees, not saying I don't care. It doesn't say about what. It says, if I do something, Shloba Kavana, and it's sikration to happen, but I don't care if it happens or not, I am chayiv.
So maybe he's making a general rule,
and making one of those an exception.
If
an I am an Olive,
there's no
discussion of what he doesn't care about. Maybe
the
Gemara
and
Kokio and
Olive
probably have a caveat in the rule that Rashi would agree makes it the opposite.
What's the caveat?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess you read out. Okay. So, I mean, if we say that Rashi Maim agrees that Lo'ich Batwe is Tatar, to be sure that he's just explaining the case of Kiwazan happens to be a case where you have Kavanah L'neged, but if you would have a neutral low Kavanah, you would have also
been there. Tosfos doesn't want to do that. I mean, I don't like how I agree Tosfos like that. Okay, thank you, Vega, and Tosfos.
And Ramban.
Yeah. Okay, so in order to answer these questions, we have to go back a little bit. Can I take out the Pnei Shur? Let's go to the Pnei Shur. Very important Pnei Shur. Then bring their kovitzes. Oh, remember bringing kovitzes, you know? We're back to learning Shabbos. It's a very important Pnei Shur. Pnei Shur asks the question I mentioned before. Pnei Shur asks it. Let me read the Pnei Shur. The Pnei Shur is okay. It's on Kuf Hey. It's on Kuf Hey. You guys also. It said the Dear Master's Rava Amar. Rava Amar. Rava says, oh, it could even be, by in our case, by Chilazon, but it could be Patzochai, but it's Mesasek. Because of what Tosos, I'm just reading the Pnei Shur a little bit. Now, Korcha Chai Mesasek Rav Dafta, Mesasek doesn't mean Mesasek, El Adavish Emes Kavanu. Zak the Pnei Shur, O Chayra Lishne the Gemara Gufa Hachidayit. Tosfos doesn't have to bring any proof to this. It's the Gemara. The Gemara is saying it means Darvish Emes Garvin. Mavshin Allah, Mahad Amr Abai Harav, Moder Abshim B'sik Resha. Moder Abshim B'sik Resha. When you say Moder Abshim B'sik Resha, what are you talking about? Darvish Emes Garvin. That Lashon is a Lashon and Darvish Emes Garvin. V'hai Lishna lo Ashkon B'shas B'shum Duchta Lini Mesasek. P'sik Resha has nothing to do with Mesasek. P'sik Resha is not doing Mesasek. If you ask a question, it's P'sik Resha. You're asking a question on one thing. Darvish Emes Miskaven, P'sik Resha. Not on Mesasek. El Inyan, Darvish Emes Miskaven. The Pligir of Shimon Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon Lekula, Vayner Minin, Mod Rebbe Shimon. Mash Enkin Le Mesasek, Mamesh, Adarabah. Ipcha Meshkafes Rebbe Mishnah. The Kresos. The Rebbe Shimon Machmet, Vayner Rebbe Yehuda. And the Shul goes on. It says, Mod Reb Shimon to Reb Yehuda by Psik Resha. If it's talking about Mesasek, who's more machmir by Mesasek, Reb Shimon or Reb Yehuda? Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda says Mesasek is always about there. Reb Shimon says, oh, Mesasek, Chabur is Chayev. So it should say, right, it should say, Mod Reb Yehuda with Reb Shimon. That's what Tosfos should say. Tosfos says it's Darvish Emes Garvin, but Tosfos should say from our Gemara itself. If we're talking about Psik Resha, we're talking about Darvish Emes Garvin. Okay, so the first thing Pnei Yeshua says, something very interesting about Gemara, Pshat. But this leaves you with a bad taste in your mouth. Why? Because Tosfos says it's the Gemara means it's a Darvish Emes Garvin. But what does the Gemara call it?
Mesasek.
And that leaves you a bad taste. Why? Yeah, but Tosfos says it's Lav Dafka. What does Lav Dafka mean? What does Pnei Yeshua says a wonderful thing why it's Lav Dafka. Pneshu says, in Pshat, it has to be Lav Dafka. I'll read it to you afterwards, but let me try to explain what the Pneshu is saying. Pneshu is saying like this. What does our Gemara say? Atzot chlazim v'potzel, ein chayv al-achas, yirida omer chayv shtayim. One says you're chayv one, one says you're chayv two. Then the Gemara says, but let's be chayv three. What should the third one be? Netilas neshama. So the Gemara says, oh, it's mesasek netilas neshama. So what does Tosfos say? Darvish Emes Garvin. But the Yeshua says, this you have to know very good. When it says, when the Gemara talks about chayv one, chayv two, chayv three, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? Chataos. Very good. We're talking about chataos. We're not talking about misa. You have one misa. There's only one misa to have. So when we say you have one, you have two, you have three, we're talking about chataos. When do you bring a chataos for? What do you bring a chataos for?
A show gig.
You bring chataos for a show gig. So we're talking about, the Bnei Yeshua says, so argument, now listen to this man. Oh, Manny! You're stabbing me in the heart.
Right, there
we go. Okay, so our Gemara is talking about I would study the chalazon and I do it b'shogeg. When you're shogeg, do you have kavana to do an aveira? No, you don't have kavana. So shogeg is without kavana. So when you say, to use the words, Darvish Emes Garvin on a shogeg, Pnei Yeshua says, that doesn't sound right. If you use the word Darvish Emes Garvin on a shogeg, because a shogeg, you don't have kavana anyway. So therefore, he says, the wording of Darvish Emes Garvin for shogeg, which we have to be talking about shogeg, our Gemara, because it says chayv 1, 2, or 3. We have to be talking about shogeg. That's why the Gemara uses the word misasek for Darvish Emes Garvin. So it's not just, oh, lav dafka. it's lav dafka. Why is it lav dafka? Because dafka. It's lav dafka because Gemara doesn't want to use a funny lashon of Davish Emeskavin for a shogeg, which is not Meskavin. You're chayav for that. So Gemara didn't want to use that word. It's a very interesting shot.
So what is it?
What? It's Davish Emeskavin, but it doesn't make sense to use the words Davish Emeskavin on a shogeg. Therefore, we use the word Mesasik on the shogeg,
so
which really means Davish Emeskavin.
So there's no finish of Mesasik.
Right. So we're not talking about Mesasik in the Tosos. Unbelievable good word here. Let me read that to you. Nearly, Dikir Milsa, the Davish Emeskavin, Goshayach, Elch, also the amazing. The word Davish Emeskavin, Ashayach, would do something amazing. When you hear Misa or Malkas, or when you sur the Raisa, or the Rabban or Rabshir Mutter, I feel Chatzilla. Mashenkein Hacha, the little Shogig, I read. But the Mashogig, Mir Tani Chai Stein, or Shlosha, Rishim Hafi, Roshayach Rishna, the Darvish Emeskavin. You can't use the Russian of Darvish Emeskavin. The whole Shogig, Emeskavin, who? Rishim Hafi, Nakhil Russia Misasik. The Shach is Shogig. He says even more than what I told you. He says even more. He says, even can you call Shogig a Darvish Emeskavin? Again, let's get back. What does Darvish Emeskavin mean? I have Kavana to do this, but not that. If you Shogig,
you had no Kavana to do anything. It's like when you flick a switch on child training, you didn't.
Yeah, but that's not Shogig.
No, Shogig is
I forgot it's Shabbat. I forgot it's Shabbat. No, it's not Shogig. No, that's not Shogig. Shogig is one of two things. One of two things in Shogig. I forgot it's Shabbos, or I forgot the Baruch HaZatzer. Really, why doesn't Darvish Emeskavin fit on those? Why do we say I don't have Kavanah? I do have Kavanah. Just, I think it's Mutter.
It could be on the first one, right?
It has to be, has to have Kavana for the Malacha. It's Romachavim right. Lomalacha. We once spoke about that. You have to, Romachavim means Romachavim Lomalacha. So the word, Davish Emeskavim, doesn't fit for a Shogeg. So what do you say for Shogeg? You're going to say, let's think for a second. Something's wrong here. Okay, so for Shogig, it doesn't really make sense to say the words Davish Emeskavin. It could be Davish Emeskavin in Shogig, but you will use the wording of Mesasik. Okay? Then he goes into different Gemaras that we don't want to do. But if you go to the next column on top, Miu, the Pirsha tells us Kanira, the Balav Hachi, Asi Shapir, Halishava Kalkulishim, the Ain Skavim, Nathan Masasik, Hanim Shim, the Baila Mamer, the Fil Rabbi Huda, Machme, Baalma, the Shim Skavim, the Fil Hachi, Moda Hacha, Kivin Nami Masasik. Okay, it's a hard thing, but let's do it. This is very hard. We got to do hard stuff also. Please turn, look at that Ein Hei Amid Aleph. It says Ein Hei Amid Aleph. Who's the one, who are we asking a question on that Ein Hei Amid Aleph? We ask a question one. Levi Michaifer and Tils of Shama. And who's the question?
Both.
But really, it's on both. But in the Gemara, who's the question on? Rabbi Yehuda. The question's on Rabbi Yehuda. Now, this is a question on Tosfos. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, we're asking Rabbi Yehuda, why didn't you say you're chayav for the Tilos Shama? So what does the Gemara say? Oh, it's Misasik. According to Tosfos, if Misasik means Davish Emeskavin, you're saying it to Rabbi Yehuda, that answer for Rabbi Yehuda. Is that the answer for Rabbi Yehuda? No, it's not an answer for Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Davish Emeskavin chayiv. So it's not an answer for Rabbi Yehuda. So, what? Wait. We're not up to that. The Gemara's question. The Gemara, according to Tosfos. Tosfos, the Gemara's question is Darshei Miskavi, right? Is that a question according to Yehuda? No. It's not a question according to Yehuda. Now, but the Gemara is also talking about Rav Shimon also. Now, so what must the Gemara mean when it says, according to Yehuda, it should be Pater? What must the Gemara mean? Misasik. It must be Misasik. You must mean Misasik here. It could be Darvashay Miskavit, but you also must mean Misasik because you're talking about Rabbi Yehuda. So really, the question is this. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be Pater because of Misasik. According to Rabbi Shimon, it should be Pater because of Darvashay Miskavit. Now, why can't you say, according to Rav Shimon, it should also be Pater because of Misasik?
He's
not chayim by Misasik. Therefore, Rabbi Huda's Svara is not good enough for Rav Shimon. And so, Pnei Yeshua says, that's what Tosfos is saying. The Gemara is talking about Rabbi Huda. So the Gemara says, Misasik. But we also know it's a question of Rav Shimon. Therefore, Tosfos says, what's the question of Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon is covering. So, the Gemara is talking about Rabbi Yehuda. Tosfos is talking about Reb Shimon. That's an unbelievable thing that the Pnei Yeshua is saying. It's unbelievable. But now, I just want to, before you go, this answers Rashi very well. Does Rashi hold this is Rav Shimon's copy, really? No, Rashi holds this in Sasek. So Rashi is telling us in Reb Yehuda, what makes something misasik? If I don't care, am I misasik?
No.
Well, if I don't care, I'm not a misasik if I don't care. If I have to not want it to be misasik. If I don't care, even could be Yehuda Michayev. So when Rashi talks about here, he talks about Reb Shimon really. He says Reb Shimon. But Rashi says, according to Rashi, it has to be talking about Rabbi Yehuda also. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if I don't care, is that called Misasik? No, it's not called Misasik. It's called Darvashay Mechavan, which is Chayiv, if I don't care. According to Rabbi Shimon, without Rabbi Yehuda, then that's the Rashi and the Kuf Gimel, that if I don't care, it's also not Darvashay Miskavim. It's a Darvashay Miskavim if I don't care. It's the creation of the whole Nichalei. So you can, I'm going fast this reason, it's late. But the main thing is this Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says an unbelievable, wonderful thing. That our Gemara is going Rabbi Yehuda, but it's also Reb Shimon. So for Rabbi Yehuda, what would be the Ptur? Misasik. And that's why Gemara says Misasik. For Rav Shimon, what would be the Ptur? Rav Shimon Miskavi. The Gemara uses the word Misasik. Why does Gemara use the word Misasik? He's talking about Yehuda. He's at Gemara's Yehuda. Excellent. Okay, have a nice day.